Welcome back to day two of the Free Agent Podcast from Bristol, Connecticut, the ESPN headquarters here. I'm Adam Schefter, and we're here to bring you some more information, insights on day two of free agency. We start with the big breaking news of the day. The Senate passed a rule to have daylight savings time be permanent. How great is that? I don't know what they have to do to get this approved. I don't know what steps are left, but if daylight savings time can be approved, I am all for not having to adjust the clocks, figuring out how to do that on some of my cars, adjusting my alarm clocks, all for it. Let's get that done. As for the other significant news of the day, it involved what else? Of course, quarterbacks. And the day started with Aaron Rodgers reaching agreement on a new deal and actually signing it with Green Bay, a three-year, $150 million contract with the Packers. And what it does is it lowers the Green Bay Packers salary cap charge this year by about $18 million, money that they can go out and use elsewhere to afford to keep a roster together, to afford to re-sign some of their own free agents. They needed that cap space from Aaron Rodgers, and eventually they're going to have to pay the bill on this whenever Aaron Rodgers decides to walk away from the game. But for now, they have given Aaron Rodgers $150 million in guaranteed money. What they did really was extend it 2 years, $124 million, because he had 1 year left this year anyway. And so that's really the deal. He gets all this guaranteed money. The Packers save some money, and they push off having to pay their cap bill by at least probably a couple of years with Aaron Rodgers. And then the other big quarterback news of the day is, guess what? The Atlanta Falcons are in on Deshaun Watson. They join the New Orleans Saints and Carolina Panthers, who already have met with Deshaun Watson, and the Cleveland Browns, who we think also may have met with Deshaun Watson by now as well. And so that's three teams having met with him, a fourth probably going to meet with him, maybe even on Wednesday. We'll see if that works out. Unconfirmed whether that will or will not happen. My understanding is the Falcons have prepared an elaborate presentation for Deshaun Watson to try to convince him to come home, which is something that I think appeals to Deshaun Watson. He's from the Atlanta area. He played high school football in that area. He served as a ball boy for the Atlanta Falcons. But make no mistake about it right now, it certainly seems like one of these four teams is going to land Deshaun Watson. And every team in the NFC South without Tom Brady as its starting quarterback is interested in Deshaun Watson. And think about this. There'll be a team there perhaps that gets him, and there'll be other teams in that division that have to go up against him twice a year. And so that's going to be an interesting little situation, how that unfolds. And not only will they have to go up against him, but the teams that don't get him have to explain that to the quarterbacks that they currently have on their roster. In New Orleans, that's not really a big deal. In Atlanta, that would be Matt Ryan. And if Atlanta was somehow able to finagle Deshaun Watson, that might mean the end of Matt Ryan in Atlanta. He, like Deshaun Watson, has a no-trade clause. He could veto a trade to another city if that's what he wanted to do. But you would think, would he be willing to go to Indianapolis? Would he be willing to go to Seattle? Those would be questions that Matt Ryan might have to ask himself if the Falcons are able to engineer a trade for Deshaun Watson. Carolina, Sam Darnold, that would be an issue in the future going forward. But Carolina also would be highly interested in acquiring Deshaun Watson as well. And I think all these teams, the Browns, Panthers, Saints, Falcons, I think they all have packages, parameters in place that would make the Texans very happy. And it would not be difficult to consummate a trade with the Texans once Deshaun is willing to waive his no trade clause to go to whichever team acquires him. Swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HE travel at 5HOURENERGY.com. It expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HE travel to save 20%. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, in so many different ways for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Adam today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Adam. Tyrod Taylor signs a 2-year deal with the New York Giants to be the backup quarterback there. Give them some flexibility. He knows the Bills general manager, Joe Shane, from the time that they spent together in Buffalo. He now will back up Daniel Jones. And there's some other quarterbacks that are still out there free agent-wise, Andy Dalton, Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston. I would think that perhaps some of these quarterbacks are waiting to see where Deshaun Watson winds up before they make their decision. Also on Tuesday, compensatory draft picks were handed out. And how about the world champion Los Angeles Rams? They come up with 5 picks in the draft this year. So for all the talk and chatter and questioning about the Rams giving up all these picks to go get Jalen Ramsey and to go get Matthew Stafford and to go get Von Miller, they still have 8 picks in this draft. 8, one more than the 7-round draft that'll be held in April. And there were other teams that benefited as well from the compensatory draft picks. The Lions got an extra 3rd-round pick. The Baltimore Ravens got an extra 3rd-round pick. The Browns got an extra 3rd-round pick. The Chiefs got an extra 3rd-round pick. 2/3 for the Saints, 2/3 for the 49ers. The Saints lost Terry Fontenot to the Falcons as their general manager. The 49ers lost Robert Saleh to the New York Jets, Mike McDaniel to the Miami Dolphins. And so compensatory draft picks were doled out on Tuesday as well.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
As we head into Wednesday, some of the bigger names out there still, Teron Armstead, Tyrann Mathieu, Chandler Jones, Allen Robinson, Odell Beckham Jr. It wouldn't shock me if at some point tonight, Tuesday night, Wednesday, those names flew off the board. And of course, we will begin to continue to track the developments of Deshaun Watson and the decision that he soon will have to make. I don't think this is going to be an easy decision for him. I think all these teams were impressed with him and he was impressed with them. And when you go through something like this, where every team is putting its best foot forward, I think it makes a decision harder for a player to have to make to pick one of those teams as the one that he would like to move forward with. All right. I want to thank my great producers, Christina Buswell, Sarah Abbott. I want to thank you, the listeners, for tuning into another Adam Schefter Day 2 Free Agency podcast. We'll be back in this space again tomorrow for Day 3 of NFL Free Agency from Bristol, Connecticut, ESPN headquarters. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Be well and stay safe.